Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3029, and today's date is March 26th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Warrior Justice. The Lion has been unleashed. Retribution is coming. Panic in D.C. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are running into problems. Every time they make a move, the people now are going to push back. And this is what we're seeing around the world right now. We're starting to see the people push back against everything that they're trying to do. And yes, the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're going to be pushing very hard, which means the people are going to push back because the people are not going to be on the same page with the deep state, the central bank, and the World Economic Forum. You can see this out in France. Remember, they banned the protests, but the people aren't listening. They're out there and they are protesting. Actually, the police now, they have joined the protesters. And I do believe that this is going to spread around the world. People are going to wake up. People are going to see what's happening. And more people are going to be out there saying enough is enough. And we can already see this is starting because there were chants of Macron to resign. And they were at this State de France. And basically, the people are chanting out there, we need him to resign. Let's get him out of office. And I do believe we're going to start to see this all over the world as the economic system implodes, as the Green New Deal implodes. The people are going to see the truth. And once they see the truth, they can't forget it. Once they start to see other facts, they can't forget it. And the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private West central bank, they will not be able to handle this, because once the population is awake, especially with the economy, because everyone has this in common. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, doesn't matter what race you are. Everyone needs money to support their family, to pay their bills, to keep the electric on, keep the gas going, get food, get clothing, support their kids. Everyone needs this. So the people have this in common. And when they see the entire system start to implode, well, they're going to be pointing the finger. They're going to be pointing the finger at Macron. They're going to be pointing the finger at Trudeau. They're going to be pointing the finger at Biden and everyone else. But you could see the entire climate agenda push is failing. And people, just like we saw in a poll a couple of days ago, they know that this has nothing to do with the climate. It's more of a religion than anything else. And this is all about control. It's about controlling the people, having the people pay to live, and the people aren't going to take it anymore. Look what's happening out in Germany. The referendum on whether to make Germany, capital Berlin, climate neutral by 2030 has failed. The vast majority, almost 65% of the citizens, showed no interest in voting and abstained. The required threshold was not reached. The people aren't interested in this plan. Remember, the minority is trying to push the Green New Deal, the Great Reset, the central bank digital currency. The majority has no interest in this. They see no benefit to the people. They are not believing in what they're trying to do. Just like they're not believing John Kerry, who's out there trying to push the climate agenda, which is completely failing. And the people now are calling him out, because what is he using? He's using a private jet to get around. And the people see this. The people understand, like, well, wait a minute. You're telling us that we're going to have to use electric cars, electric jets, and we know electric planes. They can't really travel that far. They can't hold that many people. But you're flying around in a private jet, and you're telling us to sacrifice? It's almost like Macron, when he was giving a television interview, he was wearing a watch, which was very, very expensive. And in euros, it was about 80,000. And the people said, whoa, wait a minute, you're telling us to sacrifice and you're wearing this watch. And all of a sudden he put his hand under the table, the watch disappeared, and he continued on talking. See, the people see through all of this, just like they're seeing through John Kerry. Now, John Kerry, he was put on the spot because the people are saying, well, wait a minute, you're using a private jet all over the place. And he's trying to tell everyone that, no, I'm not using a private jet. Whenever I need to do these things, I'm flying on the U.S. military planes, or I'm taking commercial planes. But it seems that that is not working, because according to federal data, John Kerry's family jet emitted over 300 metric tons of carbon dioxide since the Biden administration began running up to July 2022. Kerry's family jet, Gulfstream GIVSP, has made a total of 48 trips lasting more than 60 hours and emitted an estimated 715,886 pounds, or 325 metric tons, of carbon since Biden was sworn into office. The plane belongs to Flying Squirrel LLC, a charter company owned by Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, and in which Kerry reported owning a more than 1 million stake on his most recent financial disclosure. The report added that the climate envoy flew to Petersburg Climate Dialogue in Berlin, Germany, which held a UN summit with representatives from 40 different countries to negotiate emissions reductions. And John Kerry's plane, it looks like it's been flying all over the place. He can make the excuse that maybe he's not on it, but it's flying all over the place. And this is all attached to him, which is very odd. And we know that he takes his plane all over the place too, to have meetings. And just look what happened during Davos. Everyone had all these gas guzzling limousines. They brought their planes, they brought everything, but they're telling everyone else, hey, you must sacrifice. And they're doing the complete opposite of what they're telling everyone else. And this is what people are seeing right now. Because when people are struggling, when people find it very hard to make ends meet, when people find it very difficult to purchase food, to purchase clothing, to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage, to pay electric or gas, people wake up very, very quickly, because they realize there's something wrong. And we can see that there's something wrong in the economy, because when you look at the data, you can see inflation picking up. You see fuel costs picking up. Food prices are skyrocketing. And what are people doing? Well, they're going to the dollar store. But is the dollar store still a dollar? No, many things are a lot more expensive. And new data shows that more consumers have been turning to dollar stores for groceries, with supermarket prices still up more than 10% this year. And you can see the cost of eggs and everything else is getting more expensive. And what's happening right now, the dollar stores, everything is not really a dollar. And it's getting harder and harder for people to make ends meet, and they're trying to figure out a way to make ends meet and purchase the food that they need. But when you go to these dollar stores, do you think the food has the same nutritional value? Of course it doesn't. And there was a new study out of the American Journal of Public Health saying that, yeah, you buy the food from the dollar store, there's going to be an impact because you're not getting the nutrition that you actually need. Now, if you start to think about what the World Economic Forum really wants to do, they want to get people off of all the food and make us eat bugs. So you can see that this is part of their plan. Now, do I think this is going to work in the end? No, I think it's going to backfire. Yes, it was going to work perfectly if there was a war and there was cities that were destroyed, there was death all over the place, if there was a plandemic that actually worked and people were stuck in their house and they were scared and people were dying off because the supply chains were interrupted. Yes, this would have worked perfectly. The vaccine passports would have worked. Everything would have worked. The Great Reset would have worked. But what did Trump and the Patriots do? They countered all of this. They lifted the veil so everyone can see exactly what is going on. They're showing the people their true agenda. And as people learn more, what are they going to do? They're going to fight back. Look what's happening out in the Netherlands. Look what's happening out in France. This is going to spread worldwide. More and more people are going to wake up as the economy completely implodes, as the deep state leaders, the criminal syndicate leaders try to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, as they bypass Parliament, as they bypass Congress, as they bypass everything because they're dictators, the people are going to rise up and push against them. We've seen this throughout history, especially when there's a failing economy and all they want is more and more money. I mean, you can work as hard as you possibly can, but as they continually say, give me more, give me more, give me more, there comes a moment in time, which is the precipice, and where the people say enough is enough. And that is what we're seeing. Now, what's very interesting, we have Biden out there, we have Janet Yellen out there, we have Jerome Powell out there. Even the EU is out there telling us that everything is stable. The banks are fine, everything's under control. And then all of a sudden we have the IMF come out, and this is the IMF managing director, letting us know that there are now risks to the financial stability, and they have increased, and she is calling for vigilance. So it means that something is happening right now in the background, and they're getting a little nervous. Now, once again, we know that this is a controlled demolition. We know that they want to bring the entire system down to move us into the central bank digital currency. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are allowing them to do what they do best, destroy their own system. Why would Trump be in the White House destroying their system? Because the optics, first of all, would be absolutely horrible. They would be, look what he's doing. He's destroying the economy. He's the one that's doing this. Even though he's trying to bring us into a better place, the news would be horrible. It would be awful for him. So why not put Biden, the resident, in place, let them destroy the economy, and then step in afterwards? Because remember, everything's off of him. Everything's off of Trump. They're going to be pointing to Biden, which they're really not doing, but everyone's going to see the economy fall apart under Biden. Let him take the blame. Let the Federal Reserve take the blame. Let other bankers take the blame. And then step in and fix the problem. You think the optics are a little bit better that way? Absolutely. How do you get rid of a central bank system, the Federal Reserve note that they put into place? It's so deep, it's so wide. Every country has a private Western Central Bank system. Everyone's using the fiat currency that's controlled by the central bank. How do you destroy it? How do you end the Federal Reserve system? Well, you need to do it a little bit at a time, and you need them to destroy their own system. So is this system going to come down in a gigantic bang where people go, holy crap, look what just happened? Or is the dollar reserve system, is it going to go out in a whimper? Well, the central banks, they're going to step in to prevent any dramatic failures. We can see that already. We can see Janet Yellen stepping in. Jerome Powell is stepping in. But bank balance sheets, they're going to shrink. Credit to the real economy will diminish and international lending in particular will evaporate. At the margin, local currency financing will replace dollar credit. We have already seen this happen in Turkey, whose currency imploded during 2019-2021 as the country lost access to the dollar and euro financing. To an important extent, Chinese trade financing replaced the dollar and supported Turkey's remarkable economic turnaround of the past year. Southeast Asia will rely more on its own currency and the RMB. The dollar frog will boil by slow increments. And the Federal Reserve note will completely die off. And you're going to see many countries go back to their national currencies. We might even see, which I do believe we're going to see this happen, the euro is going to break up. Those countries are going to go back to their national currencies. And there's going to be no choice but to use the national currencies. Now, once again, what are they going to back this with? Are they going to back it with gold? Are they going to shift into Bitcoin? We see El Salvador already doing this. We see the central bank already out there letting everyone know, don't go into any type of crypto investments because they're panicking, because they don't want people moving their fiat currency into different areas like gold, silver, Bitcoin. They want everyone prepared and ready to go into the central bank digital currency. But I don't think this is going to happen in the end. I think they're going to fail. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they're going to step in as the crisis picks up, as people get nervous and afraid, as people lose their jobs. I do believe they're going to be stepping in saying, listen, we have a solution for this, not just to repair what we have, but maybe we can take what we have right now and move this into something completely different where we can have a very strong economy. Now, of course, how will this be laid out? Well, most likely you're going to say, let's bring back manufacturing here. Let's give incentives to bring manufacturers here. Let's play tariffs on other countries. Let's go back to a sound money system and let's start rebuilding America. And basically, let's go back to our currency instead of being the reserve currency of the world. And I do believe that this is going to change everything. And countries, as they watch the United States change and move out of the central bank system, other countries will follow. Just like when everything happened with COVID, with the mandates and the vaccine passports, as soon as the United States said, whoa, wait a minute, and all these, you know, federal judges said, yeah, this is completely unconstitutional, all the other countries started to back off. The same thing's going to happen now with the central bank digital currency. If the United States doesn't move forward with this, and we don't have Congress saying, yes, we're all for it, which you can see they're completely against it, and that's building now, the momentum is building, the rest of the world is not going to follow. The rest of the world will eventually back off just like everything else. It will not work. And I do believe at that moment, this is when the Patriots are going to make the strike. This is when they're going to step in and they're going to say, okay, listen, the system's failing, the currency's failing, inflation's out of control. We're not energy independent. And this is when Trump is going to start to put all his solutions into motion. Now, the House, the Senate, they can either pretend that, no, we're not going to do anything, or they're going to propose all of this because everything's been failing under Biden, whoever takes his place as they remove him with the 25th Amendment. We'll see who it is. But since the Biden administration has been failing and the economy's been failing, you think the people of this country is going to say, hey, you know something? Trump's giving a solution. The House is backing it up. The Senate must pass it. We must get this through so we can repair this system. I do believe there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Biden administration throughout all of this. And Trump is going to continually give more and more solutions. And the people are going to move to his side because Biden's not going to give any solutions. The economy is going to fall apart under his watch. And this is where you're going to see a huge separation. And once Trump has the people's ear, the people will listen to him in where we have to move in the new currency. And I do believe this is what we're building up to. And like I said many, many times before, the people are going to make the final decision of where we go with this economy. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, their plan didn't work. They tried to build the propaganda that they're coming after Trump. He's going to be arrested. And they thought, wow, this is going to be incredible. We will have election interference like we've never seen before. Remember, their other plan, using COVID with the mail-in drop boxes, the ballots and everything like that, that has gone down the tube. So they needed to switch their entire plan. And they tried to use prosecutors to go after their opponents and try to manipulate the elections that way. If you really go back in time and you think about the elections, how did they manipulate it? If you go back to 2016, you knew back then they were bringing in the illegals. You know that whoever got the popular vote, they got the electoral votes. And they thought they had it. They controlled it with the fake news, with the fake polls, letting everyone believe that, listen, this is the person that's in the lead. There's no reason to vote for the other person. This person is way far beyond anyone else. And whoever gets the popular vote, they got the electoral votes and everything's said and done. And then Trump stepped in 2016 and they thought Hillary Clinton had it. She had 3 million popular votes over Trump. If you remember, all the polls were saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win, but Trump got the electoral votes, which meant that the deep state players, they needed to change up their entire strategy. This isn't working anymore because here's an outsider coming in and we don't have the candidates that we actually want to make people think that they are actually choosing someone when they're really not. There's an outside person that came in and messed all of this up. So they had to change everything for 2020. What did they do? They unleashed a pandemic so they could usher in drop boxes, mail-in ballots. They used disinformation. They used censorship to control the entire election. Plus, add on top of that, yes, they had all these other ballots that they just fed in. They had the Dominion machines. And this is how they manipulated the elections to override the 81 million votes that Trump got, because they knew that their candidates would never be able to get as many votes. They got ballots, but they didn't get votes. Now, as we're moving towards 2024, all that is completely gone. There is no pandemic. Nobody needs the drop boxes. Nobody needs the mail-in ballots. So what is their plan now? How are they going to manipulate the elections? I do believe, and Trump is confirming this, is that they're using these prosecutors to go after the opponents to try to actually indict them under a crime so they can't run in the election. Or they're going to tarnish the person's reputation moving forward. Now, you can add on top of this, war and chaos on the streets. I do believe this is all part of their plan to manipulate the 2024 elections. Now, it's already failing. Trump has countered what they were trying to do, and now they're trapped in their own agenda. And Trump, he just had a rally in Texas, and he's letting everyone know he's going after these people. He's the warrior. Justice is coming. The lion is going to be unleashed, and the deep state players are going to see who's really in control. And he's letting everyone know that these people, well, they're going to be arrested. When he was at the rally, he said the following, and this is coming from Stormers Arrive 17 on Telegram. He said, "We got crazy people like Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and Hillary, and all of these people. All they want to do is investigate everybody, but they are the ones that are really under investigation. They are the ones that are really under investigation." So really think about that right now. They're the ones who are being investigated. The hunters have become the hunted. And Trump is letting everyone know he's going after these people. And in the end, these people will not be able to survive this. Just like Biden will not be able to survive the investigations that are going on with him. And I do believe this is when they're probably going to use the 25th Amendment on him. Because as the investigations pick up steam and they find out more and more and they get his tax returns, they start to link everything with the bank records. There's no coming back from this. And the only way out is to do what? You can either quit, go to jail, or you can be taken out by the 25th Amendment to try to save face. But you can see all they do is lie now. The Biden administration, Kamala Harris, all the fake news and everyone else, all they can do right now is continually lie and lie and lie. Remember, when Trump was in office, he did things on purpose because he wanted the people to see the difference. He wanted the people to see the difference between a secure border that's actually really secured and an unsecured border. And why did he want to do this? Because when these individuals lie to you, you have a frame of reference that you can go back to. Just like when you look at the country, we were energy independent. The country was energy independent and fuel prices came way down. Biden went ahead, you know, and issued additional regulations, shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, not allowing oil companies to drill in the ocean. And all of a sudden, the country was no longer energy independent and fuel prices started to move up. People have now a frame of reference. The same thing with inflation, the same thing with unemployment, same thing with the border, like we said from the very beginning. And you can see now the difference. And now you know the truth. So when Biden puts out a message like this on Twitter, where he says MAGA House Republicans' proposals would slash funding for border security, a move that could allow nearly 900 pounds of fentanyl into our country. We need more resources to secure the border, not less. So why didn't you just finish the wall? It's just all the materials just laying there. Why not take that money that you're, where you're sending to Ukraine, you can have the wall completely finished. Why don't you secure the border like Trump did? Everyone can see the difference now. Everyone can see the difference in who's telling the truth and who is lying. And these type of lies don't work anymore. Yes, if you had Hillary Clinton in office instead of Trump, these lies might have worked because they're in line with every other president. When you have an outsider that reversed everything, you can see it very clearly. And this is what wakes people up. People now can see who the liars are, who the deceivers are, and who the truth tellers are. When you look at AOC and you look at TikTok, there's another perfect example. Trump, he said, listen, this is a national security issue. We need to shut this down. He wrote an executive order. What did Biden do? He reversed it. And then 2 years later, what is he saying? Oh, wait, by the way, TikTok is a national security issue. The UK is saying the same thing. Australia is saying the same thing. But here we have AOC right now, and she just joined TikTok, and she says a ban doesn't feel right. I wonder what money she is receiving. That's very interesting. She put this out on Twitter. She said, banning TikTok isn't the solution to data privacy concerns. Instead, Congress needs to focus on regulating social media companies' unchecked habit of collecting user data without their consent. Well, first of all, if you have a CCP-run system that is collecting data and some of the code is written by the CCP, this is the first action that you should do. Shut it down until you can analyze it. Trump let everyone know this going back in time. But now that she joined TikTok, why is she pushing against banning it? That's the real question now. Is she being paid off? Well, this is how it's done. Infiltration from within. Now, we know the 16-year plan. Their plan is to do what? Take the weapons away from the people? Bring us to war? And they've been trying to do this for many more years than 16 because they continually fail. And what's happening when they keep trying? I mean, look at Obama. He had more false flag mass shootings than any other president. Biden, all he continually does is repeat that we're going to ban everything. Trudeau already banned pistols in his country. The UK, New Zealand, Australia, they're already banning, or they have already banned weapons. In this country, it's very difficult. But every time they try to do this, it backfires on them. They don't have the ability to do the same thing they did in other countries because we have our rights. They just can't take them away. And what are states doing? Well, when they start to look at the situation and we have patriots that are in the legislature, the patriots say, you know something? We need to go back to the Constitution. We need to go back to the way the founding fathers envisioned the Second Amendment. Now, do we need an extra law for that? No, but that's what they're doing. Florida right now, they just passed a constitutional carry law. The House passed it 76 to 32. It's going to head to the Senate. Most likely it's going to pass. And we know that DeSantis is already going to sign this. So Florida is going to become another state that allows constitutional carry. Right now we have Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And we can see that Florida, well, it's going to be joining the ranks of all these states. And what we're seeing is the momentum now is building up, and it's getting worse and worse for the gun control lobbyists, because now you don't need a permit. Yes, you still have to go for a check, a background check to make sure you're not a criminal. You just can't go in there and say, just give me the gun. But now people can protect themselves. Think about what they've been trying to do. Why do you think they're bringing in criminals, child traffickers, human traffickers, MS-13 gang members? Why do you think they're allowing those people to get weapons on the black market and they're trying to take the weapons away from law-abiding citizens? It's being done on purpose. Why do you think they have cash bail? Because in the end, when they have chaos, they want the American people unarmed and they want the criminals armed. I mean, look what happened to Kyle Rittenhouse. A criminal had a weapon and he was going to use it on him. Can you imagine if Kyle Rittenhouse didn't have that weapon? He'd be dead today. He wouldn't be alive. Think about all the riots. Think about everything that happened in 2020. Take that. Fast forward to today. And you know they want a civil war. Can you imagine if they got their dream of disarming the American population and they were able to take the weapons away from everyone? Would the gang members, the criminals, Antifa, would they rule the streets? Because they would get their weapons on the black market. They would have the weapons. They would. And this is what they've been trying to do from the very beginning, because this is infiltration from within. You infiltrate the country, you take it over from the inside, and then you bring in the armed forces from the outside. Why do you think that Chinese nationals, they're coming over the border right now? Because they're preparing for all of this. Is this going to work? Absolutely not. Trump and the Patriots, they know the plan. There's countermeasures in place. But Trump, what he did was he stepped back. He wanted the people to see the truth. And the only way to do that was to do certain things and then have the deep state undo them. Just like out in the Middle East, he made peace. He was ending the endless wars. Remember, Obama and the rest said, we're going to have these wars forever. We might never, ever defeat ISIS. And look what Trump did. He came in, he destroyed them in, well, one foul swoop. But once again, he needed the people to see the difference. He ended the endless wars. And what's happening now? Out in the Middle East, they're trying to create war again. David Sacks put this out. America has no business in Syria. There are no good guys in this civil war. We have no clear strategic objective or exit strategy. All we're doing is putting our troops in harm's way and risking being drawn into a larger conflagration. It's time to end this forever war. And it's true. And this is what people are seeing. And remember, they're trying to kick up everything that they had before. They're trying to bring it back to where they had it. Remember, Trump reversed all of this, and now you're watching them bring it all back. Actually, Biden right now is sending warnings to Iran. Iran is now in the picture. This is absolutely unbelievable. And we always knew that Iran was next. And now we have the deep state players becoming so panicked, so desperate, they're going to be using depleted uranium and banned munitions. Now, Putin is saying, listen, if you're going to be using depleted uranium, we're going to be using depleted uranium to actually protect ourselves and hit back at you. So here we have it already, and this is very interesting. Plus, Russia will station nuclear weapons in Belarus. So Russia has moved 10 aircraft to Belarus that are capable of carrying tactical nuclear weapons. So are they trying to actually bait Russia in doing something? Is there going to be a false flag? It's starting to seem that way. And I do believe this is how they want to kick off the war. Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram put this out, and this is Cash Patel. Cash Patel explains the impact of China playing the role of peacemaker between Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Russia and Ukraine. Just think about the messaging and the propaganda that the CCP gains from this. They're going out to the world and saying, we're asking for peace. They're getting the narrative out there that China, the CCP, is the peace negotiators of the modern day, not the United States of America. Do you see where this is going? Maybe President Trump steps in and makes America the peacemaker on the global stage. Absolutely. Trump has been saying this from the very beginning. He can end this in no time. But what's very interesting, during the rally, he said some interesting things here. And he's letting everyone know that the real enemy is not really China, not really Russia, but the deep state. That is the real enemy. Take a listen to what he said.
Is a tremendous threat to Western civilization. And I say, I was asked the other day, and I took a little heat for it. They said, who's our biggest threat? Is it China, sir? Or is it Russia? I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department. Because that's poisoning our country. I can do things with China. I made the greatest trade deal in history with China. I don't even talk about it because sometime after that, fairly shortly, what happened with COVID, it was like I didn't want to talk about a trade deal.
So he's letting everyone know that he's going after the deep state. Clandestine responded to all this and said, Trump confirms my position that China and Russia are not our most significant threat. It's deep state assets within the U.S. government. Recognize that Trump, Putin, Xi all share a common enemy in globalism. A coalition between the three world superpowers is necessary. It's time. Absolutely. And he even said, before he even gets into the Oval Office, he's going to shut down the war, no problem. Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram put this out. Take a listen to what Trump said.
And before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency, I will have the disastrous war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It would never have happened.
So once again, before he's even in the Oval Office, so this means before he's even elected, he's going to shut down the war. Now, remember, Jimmy Carter did this in 94 with Bill Clinton with North Korea. So are people going to call on Trump to be the peacemaker? Because what you're going to see on one side is you're going to see the Biden administration, the neocons, the fake news. They're all going to be pushing war, 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 war. You're going to have Trump standing on the other side going, no, we can have peace right now. We don't need to have war. I can shut this down, no problem. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Which do you think the people are going to go with? Are they going to want war, where their brother, their sister, their cousin, their mother, their father, their children are drafted into war? Or, and there's destruction because it's a nuclear war? Or they're going to say, hey, listen, maybe we should give this guy a chance here because, you know, he's talking about peace. He says he can resolve this in 24 hours. I mean, at this point, maybe we should just let him do it because Biden is not talking about peace. Fake news is not talking about peace. The corrupt politicians aren't talking about peace. All I hear is war. So let's give him a shot. I think even the younger generation, because they're going to be afraid of the draft, they're going to say, you know something? Yeah, I'd rather have peace too. Trump is going to win over America with this. And I do believe this is his one of his last moves before the election to bring almost every single person over to his side. I mean, if you really think about the strategy, it is absolutely unbelievable. Then when you start to look at what's happening with the pandemic, you can see now more and more evidence is coming out that this was never really a pandemic, that the vaccines never even stopped COVID. Actually, the vaccines are a lot worse than what the pandemic and COVID ever was. Remember, the pandemic was created by a faulty test that never really showed that you had COVID. It was created by fake statistical numbers that they used. They paid the hospitals to say everyone died of COVID. The whole thing was created out of thin air. And when you have a coordinated effort where you have the fake news, the hospitals, the medical association, big pharma, because big pharma controls the medical association, and when you have organizations like the WHO, because they are paid off and controlled, and you have the CDC, the FDA, they're all part of the swamp, when you have them all coordinating together, saying the same thing, and they're banning and censoring all the other doctors, all the other scientists from telling the truth, you can control the narrative during that period of time. But what happens is over time, when all of a sudden the vaccine doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go, and all of a sudden people are getting ill. I mean, we all thought it was going to go that way. But when people start to realize, holy crap, look at this. People are dying suddenly. People are getting cancer. People are getting strange ailments that they never had before. What's going on here? Wait a minute. The vaccine doesn't stop COVID transmission. It doesn't stop you from getting COVID. It doesn't do anything. Why would I take it? Same thing with the masks. The truth are coming out about the mask. The masks didn't do absolutely, they did absolutely nothing. They don't stop viruses. It's basic science. And now we're getting reports that, wait, maybe the tests really didn't tell you that you had COVID. Now, NASDAQ put this out, and it's referring to leading report, and it says, breaking, COVID testing company owner has been indicted for scamming the federal government out of $83 million by producing false test results. NASDAQ responded to this and said, and there it is. The government will claim they were fooled by a shyster. Is that why the government official had us labeled conspiracy theorists and fact-checked us as fake information when we questioned the tests? This narrative will collapse quickly. The people know. So are they going to try to blame it on all the people that were pushing these tests, saying that they were fake tests and we didn't know about this? Well, we knew about this from the very, very beginning. Because now their entire narrative for this pandemic completely broke down. And now they need to explain why all of this happened. And of course, they always point the finger. I mean, I think Fauci's on the chopping block right now. They're going to blame other people and arrest them for using these fake tests, which we knew they were fake from the very beginning. They're going to say hospitals, they actually told people that they had COVID when they really didn't have COVID. They didn't die from COVID and they got paid and they falsified records. Wait until you see all of this come out, because this is how they try to cover their tracks, because the truth is coming out now. Everything that we said from the very, very beginning is now coming true. And remember, the news, they put out the conspiracy and the conspiracy theorists put out the truth. It's always the opposite when you start to look at these things. And you're going to see more and more of this. And yes, they're going to look for scapegoats. They're going to blame other people because they don't want to be blamed. But when you start to break down the documentation, you start to look at emails, you start to look at contracts, you start to look at all these things, they already knew what this was all about. They already knew that these tests didn't pick up COVID. They already knew that the vaccines wouldn't stop the transmission of COVID and actually prevent you from getting COVID because the pharmaceutical companies already had this evidence. They already knew this, and it's all breaking down. Just like this whole trans movement is now breaking down, especially in sports. Remember, they were trying to bring males in that dressed up as women, or some of them didn't even dress up as women. They just said they're women because they couldn't succeed on the men's team. They decided to move to the women's team, and they competed on the women's team, and they became winners. And now this is all breaking down for them. Remember, their entire goal was to destroy women. Women are the strength of the family. They needed to break down the structure. They couldn't have it. And this is why they kept pushing this. But it is completely falling apart. NPR was basically owned by Sharon Davies, MBE. So this is what NPR put out and said, the international governing body for track and field will ban trans women's athletes from elite women's competitions, citing a priority for fairness over inclusion despite limited scientific evidence of physical advantage. Sharon Davies responded to this and said, a total lie. Where has journalistic integrity gone? Oh yeah, it's all been bought. Every Olympic result ever in history and 17 peer-reviewed studies show male puberty advantage cannot be fully removed. And she's absolutely right. And now these athletes are calling out the fake news, calling out all these people, and the people are learning the truth. Just like the people are learning the truth about what happens when you defund the police. You defund the police, what do you get? You get more crime. And you can see that these communities now, they're waking up. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was going to happen. I mean, allow the enemy to do what they do best. Again, you know what? Defund the police. Defund it in all the neighborhoods. Defund it everywhere. Bring in your social workers. Let's see how this plays out. And is it playing out well for them? No. It's a complete and utter disaster. Kayeng La put this out on Twitter and said, Asian Americans to Democrats, we want safe streets, good schools, and less progressive ideology. That's the message and 2024 warning from San Francisco. Footnote about our unfortunate experience at the end. So basically, the Asian community is realizing this is completely out of control. They want safe streets. They want streets that are patrolled by the police. They don't want what the deep state is trying to push in. They're fighting against this. Black communities are doing the same thing. Actually, almost every single community is doing the same thing because they want to live in peace, the people. They don't want criminals roaming the street, but you understand why they're defending the police. Number one, their first part of their agenda was to try to nationalize the police. That's not working out too well. The other agenda, they needed to get rid of the police to bring in what? To bring in the criminals to actually push chaos when they need to distract everyone. And if you don't have the police, these people can run wild on the streets and destroy and kill and do whatever they have to do. And if they were successful in getting the weapons away from the people, these people wouldn't be able to be stopped. But their entire plan is not working. Just like the January 6th fake insurrection that they created, this is falling apart faster than we've ever seen. Ever since the Unselect Committee put out their findings, well, the truth is now shutting down everything that they've been trying to do. It actually countered the entire propaganda agenda. And we come to find out that January 6th trial, it revealed that FBI had complex web of at least 20 extremist groups, informants, in run-up to the Capitol riot. Julie Kelly put this out on Twitter and said the following. Incoming. I have a transcript of yesterday's hearing in Judge Kelly's courtroom about last-minute revelations. A trusted confidant to some of the defendants was an FBI informant for nearly 2 years. Defense attorney notes other issues with unknown FBI informants in this case. So basically, we're starting to learn from the hearings that are going on. We're learning that the FBI did have confidential human sources, FBI informants, and many others within this whole entire thing. Then Julie Kelly put this out. Here, Alan Foer confirms identity of FBI informant accused of cozying up to defendants and their families and soliciting defense attorneys. Jen Loh, real name Jenlyn Salinas, L-O-H, maintained that while she provided the government information about some of the defendants before the trial began, her interest in their families and legal situations was genuine. Sure, honeypot. And now, while not much is known about the identities of the other informants in the Proud Boys, the Bureau had placed secret sources in several chapters around the country, including in Cleveland, in Salt Lake City, according to private log of internal FBI messages obtained by the New York Times. As many as 20 other members of the Proud Boys had relationships with the FBI. Now, that is very interesting. And then she also says the following. You guys are going to want to watch this. Individual clips coming soon. MPD undercover officers. DC was crawling with undercovers and informants arriving at Capitol sometime before 2 p.m. They are looking for Antifa. That's why we're here. You see at least two Antifa types. So basically, these officers, they were undercover, dressed up as MAGA, and they were in this entire situation. She continues with the following. By the way, DOJ admits these undercovers were indeed in the crowd acting like Trump supporters and pushing people toward the building. Ray told the Senate in March 2021 that Antifa was not involved in the events of January 6th, awfully quick to make that announcement less than 2 months into the investigation. And Antifa was there. The neo-Nazis were there. The confidential human sources were there. And now their entire cover story is blown. Julie Kelly continues and she says the following. What we know. Numerous FBI informants, undercover DC police acting like Trump supporters, plainclothes Capitol Police, DC U.S. Attorney also undercover, intel warning ignored, intentional lack security, no idea of pipe bomber, uncharged provocateurs. Also, all surveillance video under wraps except to promote insurrection narrative, at least 100 boxes of evidence never released by January 6th committee, ditto for many transcripts, J6 committee never interviewed Chris Wray or Steve Antuano. Still don't know who erected the noose platform. No accountability for DOJ lying that Kamala Harris was in Capitol when she was inexplicably at DNC headquarters where bomb was found. No records from Pelosi McConnell offices responsible for security on January 6th. Now, this is very interesting how this is all starting to come together. We've been saying from the very beginning that there was Antifa, neo-Nazis, the FBI was involved, there's confidential human sources. I remember Kash Patel saying, listen, if you're going to plan something like this, you don't do it in a day, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. It takes months to plan something like this. So they knowingly planned all of this. They had everything set up, prepared, ready to go, and they were all involved in this. Now, think about it. The government created a fake insurrection to cover up the real insurrection on November 3rd and blamed it on others because they dressed up like, let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. MAGA supporters. I mean, really start to break this down. Kyle Becker said the following. January 6th is one of the worst seditious acts in U.S. history. The real traitors are the ones who orchestrated it and deliberately allowed it to happen. It is the FBI's job to stop extremists from carrying out an alleged seditious conspiracy, not to allow it to happen. It is the Capitol Police's job to secure the Capitol building, especially during congressional session, not to let protesters into the building while a riot is happening. And he's absolutely right. So who actually created this seditious crime? It was the FBI. It was the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, McConnell, Antifa, neo-Nazis, and many others. Let's go back to Post 3900. Very interesting. This is March 26, 2020. There's a picture that says Department of Justice. Down below, there's a link that points to Chapter 115, Treason, Sedition, and Subversive Activities. That is very interesting. The timing is very interesting that now we're finding out that the FBI, the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, and the rest were involved in seditious conspiracy. Post 3931, this is April 10, 2020. Now, this post is very, very interesting. It says, the credibility of our institutions, constitutional law that governs our great land, our republic, and our ability to regain the trust and faith of the American people all depends on our ability to restore equal justice under the law by prosecuting those responsible, blind justice, treasonous acts, sedition against the republic, the people of the United States, start, lead in. Is that what we're seeing right now? Starting to seem that way. Infiltration rogue at the highest levels of our government, media, corporations, etc. Planned and coordinated. D and foreign entities. D is Democrat. This is not about politics. Something far more sinister, evil, has been allowed to flourish through all parts of our society. It has been protected and safeguarded. It has been camouflaged to appear as trusted. It has been projected, normalized by stars. One must look to see. This is not another four-year election. Be on your guard. Stand firm in faith. Be courageous. Be strong. You're not alone. We stand together. What are we witnessing today? We're witnessing the exposure of their system, their trusted system. It is now being exposed, and you can see that the system that they created, it's not a trusted system. It's a system of the deep state. And now they're trying to protect their system. But by protecting their system, they have to expose who they really are. And that is what you're seeing. And everything that they're trying to do is completely failing. Think about how they're trying to go after Trump, where we have D.A. Bragg. Do you think his mission is right on target? You think he's going to succeed? No. Everything that he's done has completely fallen apart. Trump, he's put this out on True Social, he said the following. The Manhattan DA witch hunt against me is dead. No evidence at all. And it has been conclusively proven that I did nothing wrong. The evidence against their star witness, however, is overwhelming. An already disbarred lawyer and convicted felon, the only question left is, will the DA's office sue him for lying and fraud? They should. The SDNY already found him guilty on charges unrelated to Trump and wrote a scathing report. He is responsible for time taken away from DA on violent crime. Right now, Bragg, he is trapped in all of this. He didn't arrest Trump. Trump forced his hand and said, listen, I'm going to be arrested on Tuesday. They postponed the grand jury. They postponed the grand jury. Now the grand jury is going to meet sometime this week. He never pulled the trigger. So now the left is sitting there going, holy crap, you suck. You didn't do anything. The right is going, holy crap, you tried to trap Trump and you have no evidence because Trump just produced the evidence showing he's guilty of absolutely nothing. Bragg just lost both sides. He's screwed no matter what he does. If he tries to pull the trigger and actually go after Trump and indict him, it's not going to work. It's already failed. So now he has a problem. And now he doesn't have the left side. He doesn't have the right side. Everyone's laughing at him right now. And the population is looking at this saying, okay, we see what's happening right now. We see the corruption. We see how you're trying to interfere with the elections. We see exactly what you're doing. Actually, there was a survey done. It says 74% say that Trump indictment would either help or have no effect on the Trump campaign. Now, if they went ahead and they tried to indict him and arrest him, Trump will become more powerful than anyone can imagine. Right now, the people are seeing that he was absolutely right. He's innocent. And they're watching a two-tier justice system go after him, and they're interfering in the election. Trump, he put this out and said, the new weapon being used by the Democrats to cheat on elections is criminally investigating a candidate. Bad publicity and all. by the DOJ and their local henchmen and AG and DA offices. They made lives miserable, destroyed their families and friends, regardless of their innocence, which makes little difference to these radical left maniacs. It is worse than ballot stuffing and media manipulation. We must stop them cold. Now, that's not the only thing where they're going to be manipulating the election. I do believe they're going to be using chaos and war. I do believe we're going to add on top of that. And it seems that all the backers for DeSantis, you know, because they want to split the vote, they want to bring in someone else to take the votes away from Trump in the Republican primary. Well, DeSantis is losing, and every decision he makes, because he's being pushed by other people in the background, and actually those people are being named now, but they lost the narrative. As soon as they didn't come and stand by the side of Trump, they lost, period, the end. Matt Gaetz now is calling on Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, to endorse Trump. Now, who are the people behind DeSantis? Don Jr. put this out and said the following. Who is supporting DeSantis? Jeb Bush, Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, and all of the worst Never Trump globalist owners. Ron is totally owned and controlled by them because he's a Trojan horse for the Rhino establishment. But my question goes back to this. If these people knew during this whole thing with the DA that if DeSantis didn't step in and protect Trump any way possible, they knew that the poll numbers would drop like crazy. They're not stupid. They're getting the internal poll numbers. They know what's really going on. They know what's really going on with the people. They know the people are for Trump. They know what's going on. They knew that, listen, if he went and protected Trump, they could have had the poll numbers move up. But they made the decision, or DeSantis made the decision, to say, I'm not going to do anything. I don't think that I need to do anything. I don't have time for this. So was this to actually destroy their entire movement? Remember, the legislature didn't change the law right now. DeSantis really, yes, he said he's running, but is he really running? So are those people in the background, everything that they tried to do, did Trump just destroy all of it? I do believe so. And I think it's going to get worse and worse for them. And I think it's mission accomplished. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, Trump, he unveiled his 16 key endorsements from Texas leadership. And I do believe moving forward, we're going to see a lot more of this. So the team consists of several top statewide elected officials, including Attorney General Ken Paxton, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and Paxton and Patrick mark two of Trump's closest allies in the Lone Star State, Land Commissioner Dawn Buckingham, whom Trump backed in a tight primary race last year, and Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller, a staunch longtime Trump ally, are also on the team. Furthermore, a large delegation of 11 U.S. representatives from Texas is in Trump's corner. So he's building a team, he's taking down the deep state, he's exposing the deep state, and now he's a warrior. He's moving forward, and he's going after all of the deep state players. And these rallies are going to pick up, and it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state. And the crowd out in Texas was absolutely unbelievable. There were so many people there, and these rallies are just going to get bigger and bigger. And I think what he's going to do, and we've already seen it in Texas, is he's going to be playing the January 6th prison choir song at the opening of probably every single rally. And remember, this song has hit number one in the 100 Billboard charts, hit number one in iTunes. And I do believe this shows who the majority are. The deep state players, they hate it. And he's going to continually play it over and over. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, during the rally, he said a couple of things. And he said the following. When this election is over, I'll be the president of the United States. You'll be vindicated and proud, and the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced. Absolutely. Now, remember, he's going after these individuals. Investigations are going on. He's let everyone know that there are investigations. We know there are investigations against Biden right now. We know Durham, I do believe he's still investigating. And we know that there are others in the background that are investigating these individuals. I do believe they have cases that they're waiting for the right moment. Remember, Trump, he declassified all the information. People will be able to use the Freedom of Information Act to back up everything that has been investigated. They'll be able to use it. And this is going to be a no-win situation for the deep state players. He has them exactly where he wants them. Now, when this information starts to come out, We're already starting to see information about Biden. But when it starts to pick up, what are they going to do? Most likely, they're going to try to shut down communications because they don't want people communicating. They don't want people sending this message around that these are the criminals. The criminals are going to try to cover it up, protect themselves. And what's very interesting, out of space.com, they put out a story that they just saw the strongest solar storm in nearly 6 years, and it slammed into Earth, catching the forecasters by surprise. So are they building the narrative right now that we're going to be caught by surprise and communications are going to go down? It could be. But Trump, he's continually repeating his message over and over. I am your voice. I am your warrior. I am your justice. I am your retribution. Take a listen to what he said.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. And now I say to you again tonight, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And I took a lot of heat for this one, but I only mean it in the proper way for those who have been wronged and betrayed, of which there are many people out there that have been wronged and betrayed. I am your retribution. We will take care of it. We will take care of it. You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them all together, and they would not have done the damage that Joe Biden has done to our nation in just 2.5 short years. What they've done to our nation, just think of it, what they've done to our nation. The stakes of this election could not be more clear. Either we surrender to the demonic forces abolishing and demolishing and happily doing so our country, or we defeat them in a landslide on November 5th, 2024. Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be.
So Trump, he's letting us know that he is now on the hunt. He is the warrior. He's going to be going after these people. And what's very interesting, he put out that video that has to do with a lion, where the jackals, you know, nip at the lion, they tug at the lion, they think they have control over the lion. And then every once in a while, the lion has to show who's in charge. Just take a listen to what Trump put out. I think he's sending out a message saying that the lion is about to take all of these people down. Take a listen.
Lion. He's the king of the jungle. Huge mane out there. He's so big. He's so hot. Now, the little lion comes. They start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him. Coming over, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this. And they start to move in. The jackals. Hyenas. They're barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this. And they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
Now you can see that Trump, he's been putting the pieces together. Those people that have been working with Trump, they've been putting the pieces together. The people have been waking up this entire time. The people can see the corrupt system. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And this is how you destroy their system. This is how you bring the entire system down. Yes, moving forward, it might look scary with war. It might look scary that there might be riots. It might look scary. But remember, this is a war. It's an information war. I do believe the deep state players are going to try to make it a physical war. But again, if you're going after a system that is so deep and so wide, there are going to be parts that look very scary, that look unpredictable. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have this under control. They spent a long time trapping all of these individuals, waking the American people up, and justice is coming. The lion is going to be unleashed. And these individuals, they're going to realize that they have never been in control, that the lion, which is Trump, is in control, which the people are in control. And the people are going to be behind him. The people are going to be behind the military. The people are going to be behind Trump. What does the deep state have? What? Their propaganda networks? Oh, wait. They control what? Their propaganda social media platforms? What do they have? The FBI? They have what? The CDC? DHS? How can they go up against Trump, the military, and the people? It's completely impossible. Trump has the leverage. He has the upper hand. The deep state right now is panicking like we've never seen before. Remember, this is not another four-year election. This is taking back the country. This is returning the power to we the people. The only way to do that is to show the people. The people have to fight for the country. They have to take it back, because once they fight for it, once they understand what they did here, they can take it back and they can keep it. And here we are today, and I do believe Trump and the Patriots, with the people, they're going to make the final push to take it all back from these people. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40%, and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. MyDigitalMoney can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, hold your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. We are at war and we are in a recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know, but it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know who will get hit the most? You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. You've worked too hard to build your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit X22Gold.com. That's x22gold.com. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com.